When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the podcast that dresses for the blowjob it wants, not the blowjob it has.
Yeah. You by wearing a turtleneck because you want it uncut?
That's the best decision ever. I love it.
I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz.
And we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today,
we are going to talk about daddies.
Daddy.
Do you? I think you're like legally required to say it with that weird like intonation.
I can't help it. It
just, daddy.
Daddy.
Because otherwise you're like seriously talking about daddy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about daddies. Like mm-mm. That just sounds too
nope.
clinical.
Yep.
But first.
Hey.
Well, hi.
Good job last week, you two.
Oh, thanks.
Never again.
Actually, I have a correction.
Oh, okay, let's get into it.
All right, corrections.
I was talking about Big Fatty's special chair.
Special chair.
Because I was also talking about my secret doorway.
You called it a secret chair.
I called it a secret chair.
Yeah. It could be your secret special chair.
Oh. I don't think his is very secret, though.
No, everyone knows. Everyone
publicly known special chair. Wow, that was a really important correction. Thanks for that, Dan. Okay. Also, it was both your birthdays, like, very recently.
Yes.
So I have a special message from one of our friend of the podcast.
Okay.
That wants to wish you a happy birthday. I guess just Mike. Dan,
Happy birthday, you beautiful slut faggot.
That was our friend Emma.
Oh, Emma.
Wishing you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you beautiful slut faggot.
Is that the same? Did I find the same person?
It sounds very similar.
I searched for text-to-speech Emma. Mm-hmm. So, oh, thanks, Emma. Okay, also, I want to thank two Patreon members, and mm-hmm. I think these two go together very well. Huge Anus and Joe in Dallas. Thanks to both of you. Are they the same person?
I don't think
so.
Who knows?
Not me. So thank you so much. If you want to sign up for a Patreon and get bonus content and episodes, you can go to Gayish. Oh, and a shirt at a certain level. Patreon.com/gayishpodcast. How do I not know that yet? Okay. So thank you everyone who signed up. And even if you don't, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the news?
Yeah, sure. Let's do some news. Okay, so first,
we have not come up with a news theme song yet.
I know. But, okay, so
I just used the "we" to refer to you.
Yeah.
You know, in like business meetings where you're like, we really need to do this, but you're looking at one person and you're like, by "we," I'm just trying to avoid being like super confrontational.
You have control issues about some things.
Oh, well, yeah, a lot of things.
If either of you tried to make music, I would flip out. Like, I could not handle it.
Oh, my God. I'm now that you just kind of made me want to come up with music.
Yeah.
Okay.
News. We do need a news theme song. I agree. Okay, Philip Todd Wilson, 54.
Daddy?
That's daddy range. Yeah. He's principal of the Clark County Area Technology Center in Clark County, Kentucky.
I'm so nervous. All these things together are not adding up to something cool happening.
Yeah, sure. When he was principal of Montgomery County High School in 2009, he fought to ban books with what he labeled, quote-unquote, homosexual or otherwise inappropriate material, including sex, abuse, and drugs. He tried to ban a whole bunch of books.
Mm.
And so,
thus inspiring the story Fahrenheit 451? Yeah. I'm going to go with 469. It's like 169, but times four.
That's the porn version of that book.
Ray Bradbury's
book,
that's why I had to ban it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why Clark County schools officials were, quote, shocked and dismayed, but we aren't going to be, when he was found and charged with 17 counts of child pornography possession.
Oh, of course. Oh my God. He wanted to ban them so he could keep them all at his place. Where do those books you banned went? Don't worry about it.
God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Everyone against gay people is a pedophile. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that blanket statement.
Or a big ol' mo themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether secretly or less secretly.
Yeah.
Just, I can't, Kyle. Mm. I just can't. I really want to know, are we the crazy ones and are just as much in denial as they are? And I don't think we are.
No.
But, and the fact that I ask myself that makes me feel a little better about it. Like, maybe I'm not.
Well, like, yeah, like, they are not people asking themselves those questions, you know? Like, so we need to ask ourselves those questions, but I can conclusively come to the answer of no. Wow, I'm feeling very decisive. Maybe it's the daddy episode that's already, like, getting me so assertive.
You're gonna daddy us.
It's never happened before, so let's see.
I'm not going to make a shit sandwich. That would be a reverse shit sandwich if I did two shitty things with a good thing in the middle. So I'll end with
An open face shit sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. This is just a reminder this holiday season to please do not support the Salvation Army.
Mm.
Please don't give them money in their little red
buckets. Just because they have bells doesn't make them chill.
Just because they stand outside of Walmart does not mean that you should care.
Yeah. Yeah, because they very explicitly state that... like the Republican Party, that they believe marriage is a man and a woman, and even though they claim to like, no, but we support gay people, like we'll give them money, but they're like laws, bylaws or whatever the fuck.
Here's what they believe in their own words.
Oh, you have the real thing. Okay.
Quote.
Can I keep conjecturing?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Gayish. Scripture opposes homosexual practices by direct comment and also by clearly implied disapproval. The Bible treats such practices as self-evidently abnormal. Attempts to establish or promote such relationships as viable alternatives to heterosexually based family life do not conform to God's will for society.
I hold these gays to be self-evident.
Win in the course of faggot events.
Wow, you know the next line. It'd probably be funny if I knew the rest of it.
So in the United States, the Salvation Army lobbies hard to shut down anti-discrimination laws. On their website, they claim to abide by such laws, but they don't mention that they often do so by shutting down services in areas where they are forced to provide equal service. Mm. In Scotland, they recently fought to keep...
Hey, where you were.
Yep, that's where I was. I did not know this before going there, or I would have punched a bell
shaking
ringer.
Your-
The church recently fought to keep references to LGBTQ people out of the school curriculum. In New Zealand, the church led efforts to keep sexual relations between adult men a criminal offense.
Wait, you keep saying the church. Is this still the Salvation?
Yeah, the Salvation Army. They're
a church?
They are religiously affiliated, the problem. I thought it was the Catholic Church for the longest time, and it's not, but that doesn't mean that they're not fucks.
You don't have to be Catholic to be a fucker.
That's right. Totally right. They have promoted the debunked and dangerous practice of conversion therapy on its websites all over the world, featuring links to ex-gay programs. In the U.S., they fought for the right to withhold health care coverage to same-sex spouses of their employees. They have a long history of firing employees upon discovering that they are lesbian, gay, or transgender. Basically, it doesn't fucking matter. You are supporting assholes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't give them your money. Instead... trying to give positive alternatives. There are several excellent charities that you could give your money to. I'm going to suggest the Trevor Project.
Mm-hmm.
You can call them at 866-488-7386. That probably spells something, but I don't know what it is. Or the National Center for Transgender Equality.
Awesome. And I know that the Trevor Project helps support LGBT youth, one of the most vulnerable populations, help prevent suicide and probably other things.
So I will also say what I think is the worst thing that they have done lately.
Salvation Army?
Yep.
Okay. Not the Trevor Project.
Not the Trevor Project, no. They're great.
They're cool.
Well, I can't find it, so I'm going to wing it. I will find this person's name. A transgender individual tried to get shelter at a Salvation Army facility and was told that indeed she could stay there, but she had to stay with the men because she has a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than subject herself to that, she froze to death outside. This was in Austin, Texas, just a couple of years ago.
Jesus.
So they will say that they will provide services to transgender people, and they will, but not in the gender identity that they use, but rather what their genitals say. And yep. it has, at least in this one case that has been documented, has resulted in a death.
Jesus.
Don't give them your money, kids.
No.
So Ellie Goulding, who is going to...
Who sings the same song over and over. Like, every song of hers. I'm like, is this the same song that we're into?
As a Britney fan, that's really impressive.
She has range. She goes from every time to down and up and everything in between. And you can't tell me otherwise.
Great. Okay.
Love
well,
me
so
like you do love me like you. Oh no, that was Macy Gray. Okay.
So at the NFL halftime Thanksgiving show, that is considered the kickoff of the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign each year, she was scheduled to appear, and then she got super trolled on Twitter for supporting them, and she is threatening to quit over the Salvation Army's anti-LGBT record.
Awesome.
So she said, quote, upon researching this, I've reached out to the Salvation Army and said that I would have no choice but to pull out unless they very quickly make a solid committed pledge or donation to the LGBTQ community. I don't have an update for this, but I'm very interested to see if she pulls out.
Yeah. You always think they're going to pull out, but who knows if it actually happens.
Oh, God. Great. Yep. Okay, just don't do it. Last but not least?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, sure. So, Keegan Roberts, a gay 19-year-old from a small town in Maine, has become one of the youngest elected officials in the United States after winning a spot on his city council.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Total big ol' out ginger mo, 19-year-old on the city council.
I wonder if he's a daddy. I think you can be a daddy at any age. That's like... already going for power and homosexuality.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's a power daddy.
Yeah.
Yep. So he took home the second largest share of the votes for a seat on the South Berwick Town Council, which serves a town with a population just shy of 7,500 people. His twin brother is also gay. And he told Out Magazine that South Berwick is the kind of small town where everyone knows everyone, and that it had been such a great place to grow up as a young gay person after coming out in middle school. Quote, my school was super understanding. I really didn't face too much bullying, at least to my face, which was nice. I also have a twin brother who's gay, so that kind of made high school a little bit easier. It's amazing. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
He was treated like a regular human person.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate that.
Yep. 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 That's it.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about the slap. Not the TV show.
The slap. Oh, yeah. Or the type of lawsuit.
Wait.
So... what?
What's the type of lawsuit?
Slap suits. It was John Oliver covered them extensively in his show on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It's lawsuits that are intended not to be won, but rather to slow down or intimidate your detractors.
Oh, interesting.
There are many, many states that have laws against them. Washington's not one of them, which I was kind of surprised by. But yeah, it's like you have no intention of winning this lawsuit. You just want to totally fuck somebody's life over defending it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
that's
great.
Fun.
No, the slap heard around the world and all of that stuff. I have real problems with it, actually, because... I think I get it, girl. I get it. Fuckers are everywhere. Their bullshit is bullshit, and we have to rise above that. Like,
but okay, I struggle with this too because I'm personally so nonviolent. At the same time, Stonewall was a riot. Like that. What caused that is violence. Like, people had been so beaten down that at some point a brick had to be thrown, and so like. Rather than, for me, what I've kind of shifted over the years is instead of focusing on that outburst of violence, focus on the bullying. That would not have happened had he not been bullied so, so much and had no recourse, like had no other like option. It's like, I doubt he wanted to slap someone. I don't think that's what he was like going out intending to do.
Yeah.
So I support him.
I get it. I support him too. I do. I'm just afraid that it is going to send the wrong message to people.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a balance of like, violence is not the answer unless you've been so beaten down and dehumanized and bullied and treated so shitty. Like,
yeah, and you, to a quick counter to your point about Stonewall, that was in response to a raid. Like, violence had already been committed by the police. This was returning violence to that violence. And,
well, I mean, you could also say that his slap was returning violence from the emotional and abuse.
Yep.
And
yep, punch a Nazi, everybody. Okay. You willing to talk about daddies?
Oh yeah,
but first.
Oh, but first. Oh, but okay. First. Now what?
Just want to mention first? A couple sort of queer calendar things.
Boy, if you're someone that doesn't like our long intros or me interrupting constantly, you're gonna hate this episode.
Sorry about it.
Sorry, not sorry.
So this episode is gonna be posting on Thursday the 21st, which is one day after Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is on November 20th this year.
We remembered. We beforehand.
Oh my god. Now that we have fucking Dan, we might remember events in advance. Trans people, we remember you. And yeah. We also, what's the like forward version of remembering?
The
like
pre-member?
We pre-member you too. We know you're going to be there too.
Precognition?
Or, yes, we yeah. Precognate trans people. Yeah. Minority Report too.
Yeah.
How many are on this list? How many are on this list? I'm
so sorry. Okay, I'm going to try to shut up. Okay.
So on the 23rd, it will be National Polyamory Day in Canada.
I don't have any opinion on that. Neither do you.
Okay.
Because of the Canadian part, not because of the...
Yeah, Canadian polyamory is just unnatural.
Yeah.
It's like... it's against God's plan.
Yeah. Daddies?
Daddies. Oh god, what are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know. Do we still want to do this podcast? Is this our plan?
Yeah,
we're
sure.
We're still doing it? Okay.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it.
Mike, when we started our podcast, there were no other gay podcasts.
Zero.
Zero.
None whatsoever.
We were the very first.
We blazed our own trail. Our own treasure trail. We shaved it.
Just like Harry's blazed their own trail because there were no other razors before they existed.
Right. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, decided to do something better.
I use Harry's and it gives me a smooth, fresh looking face when I shave around my beard. And I really like their products.
Yeah, I do too. The razors are really, really good. But also I enjoyed the body wash. I think it smells super awesome. I use the fig flavor pretty regularly.
Well, if you want to get in on the action, don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 set for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
Yeah, it's a 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
That's harrys.com/gayish for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, get it.
Do you remember what it was like when PrEP came out?
I sure do, yes. It was a big deal because everybody was like, now we don't have to worry about HIV/AIDS anymore, which is pretty huge for the community.
Yeah. Well, imagine that, but for STIs. Imagine a world where STIs are a thing of the past.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPep, and that's because it's 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. You don't want any of those. DoxyPep can make them not happen to you.
And DoxyPep from Shameless Care is one of the places you can get a hold of it. They are a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states with one mission, making DoxyPep accessible and affordable.
The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on their HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of their physicians will prescribe DoxyPep to you. Viola! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
It is affordable, just $109 a year, and that covers your online evaluation, the medication, and the shipping.
So ready to rewrite your story? Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy? Visit shamelesscare.com/gayish and take control of your sexual health.
That's shamelesscare.com/gayish. Your liberation is waiting.
Your liberation.
Before I get into my first thing.
Before we start.
Well, like, or this might be one of your segments. Are you a daddy?
It is sort of one of my segments.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll put a pause on that.
No, we could just make that segment
first.
Oh,
sure.
And
that's okay.
Fine. Like, usually we try to put the, like, more personal stuff towards the end of the show, but let's do it now because you asked the question.
Okay.
Right? Like, I am not. I don't think I am.
Don't self-identify.
I don't self-identify as a daddy. So far, I have not been. It comes up in conversation every once in a while, and largely it's joking. Like, most of my friends run younger than me, except for Dan, who is much, much older. And so, I mean, people will say, you know, oh, you're in your 40s now, daddy, or I'd like your, I have a lot of gray hair, and people will comment on that and say daddy, but nobody, like, actually means it. Like, nobody's called me that in bed. Nobody's sought me out with that as the way that they're labeling me in their focus.
You don't have that on your, like, Scruff profile?
Okay.
So,
when I was in Scotland, I added, I gotta find it now. I did add something sort of to that effect. You can edit all of this out, of course. The waiting and the looking. And the, that's not how I do this. That's how I know I'm a daddy, because I don't know how this shit works.
Technological ineptitude.
Yep.
Stage one of a daddy.
My about me on Grindr now reads.
You have a bit of a smirk here, and I wish people could see that, because, okay.
No hang-ups about race or age. Although I am an aspiring daddy and tend toward men in their 20s.
Aspiring daddy. I like that because you're not, like, ready for the label quite yet. But I feel like you have, a little bit jokingly, but maybe mostly seriously, been like, maybe you should just roll with the daddy thing and you would get more boy pussy.
Yeah. Here's my thinking. I have reached an age where I am no longer credible as somebody that could date a 20-something or fuck a 20-something as a peer. Like,
you just turned 41?
41.
Okay.
Yeah. If I want to get into the pants of a hot, 8-packed 25-year-old, I'm going to have to leverage this daddy thing to make that happen. So that means I need to work on my daddy cred. I need to figure out how to actually be believable as a daddy. And it's interesting, we're going to talk about this in the rest of the show. There are some people for whom daddy is a power thing, and there's some people for whom daddy is a nurturing thing.
Yeah.
And I'm very much a nurturer. I think that gay men in particular are more interested in the power dynamic parts of daddy-dom.
I don't know if that's true. I think some, what I learned through researching this extensively several minutes before this is, it can be either or both. Actually, would this be a good time?
Daddy's drinking beer. You better recognize.
Would this be a good time to talk about things, ways to be a good daddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
To be a good daddy. This is not how to become a daddy. This is once you've reached daddy status, how to be a good daddy.
This is technically the article by Alexander Chavez, who is also known as Beasley, who we've referenced before. Dan just got real excited because he's beautiful and like kinky and sex positive, and I want him to be inside me.
Daddy.
He is writing 29 things you should look for in a daddy. So he is not the daddy. He is the son.
The boy thing.
Yeah. Well, so I've seen both. Anyway, this is an article in The Advocate. So it's 29, so I had to do a lot of clicking through, you know, ads and slides and whatever. That's why it took me so long. I won't read, or some of these are similar, but I'll try not to make it too long. And what I want to do along the way is to figure out which ones you do and fit into.
Okay, great.
To figure out how daddy you are.
Okay.
And to understand your shortfalls, your shortcomings as a daddy.
Get out your dadometer and administer rectally.
This is your daddy performance review.
Yes.
I'm terrified.
Well, there are many areas of opportunity for growth. I think you fit a lot of these. Okay. First, life experience. Someone who can tell stories, and it's kind of like this, that nurturing idea of like, you've been gay before me and you can help me go through that process.
Yeah. It gets said pretty often. I've done a lot of living.
Check. You got that one.
Yep.
If we stop there, you'd be at 100%. Sexual experience.
Oh, no.
No. someone who knows more than... Well, this is all in reference from like Beasley's point. Someone who knows more than I do and helps me explore new areas of kink as a skilled dominant.
Yeah, your teeth sucking is the right
voice. That's a no. Something you might need to work on.
An area for improvement.
Area, yes. There,
a growth opportunity.
A growth opportunity to help him have his growth opportunity. he works to get to know you so that you open up and become more shut up. and, you know, basically like let them in. Which I think you could do. I think you would invest the time and get to know someone.
That's my MO. That's what I do.
Yeah. Okay, a bunch of these are similar, so I'll read all of them. He checks in on you to make sure you're okay. He's encouraging, reliable, good communication skills. You have good conversation. So there's like, and that's where, you know, some people are looking for that kind of actual emotional support, encouragement. Like, I don't like, it's not, you're not literally pretending they are your dad. That's a whole different kink. So like, but that encouragement, mentorship, someone to look up to.
But a lot of those things, as you're reading through them, not the mentorship and looking up to things, but like communication and checking in with each other, that's just called being a fucking good boyfriend. Like,
I think part of it is, I mean, one of these is emotional maturity. And I think some of these, are inherent in, they're not required, but to be a certain age, but inherent in, as you get older, you develop those things. So I think some of the pieces of being a good boyfriend, being a good friend, honestly, probably it's tied to it because of age. 20-year-olds don't know what the fuck they're doing and are horrible at all of these things. So as I was in my 20s, you have compatible sexual interests. So that's where like, there's a kink element that I'm not sure you fit, but if you could find someone that was like you had compatible interests with,
okay,
maybe you could fit that.
Is that just code for tops and bottoms being matched?
No, like he talked a lot about teaching new kinks, like teaching you new sexual things.
Okay,
so I don't think it's necessarily about top and bottom, although bottom daddy is an interesting concept.
Yeah. It's not one that I've not heard of before. I've heard of that before.
That's great. That's so good. That's just an interesting, like, I guess, like, is it similar to power bottom, where like you can be a dom daddy and still be a bottom?
Yeah.
You're like, lay there, boy. I'm going to ride you like a train. I need to work my daddy game. Shut up. Okay.
Wait, do you... We didn't talk about you at all. Do you want to
work
on your daddy game?
We didn't talk about me. Okay, number 10. Someone who has... I don't like any of the labels for me. I don't think I would fall into the daddy category, or I don't think I ever will. People call me a bear, which I don't like, because I know this is not true, but in my mind, that implies being fat.
Mm.
So...
Mm.
I don't like any of the labels.
Mm.
As Jenna Maroney would say, because the glue is abrasive.
One thing about labels.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody label you.
Right.
Like, if you're like, yeah, I'm a bear, great, then you would be, even if nothing about you
mm-hmm.
screamed bear, if that was like...
Although it'd be very weird if you were like this little Twinkie boy going to bear events and you're like, not because you want to find them, but you're like, I'm a bear. Like, I feel like you have to match a little bit. Like, you can't just purely self-identify, even if, you know, you have to have some of the bear qualities.
Okay.
The bear necessities.
Look for the bear.
Oh, that's what that city. Song is about. Mowgli was looking for his bear daddy. Okay. Someone who has roots, has a job, a house, has a husband or partner, has a steady job.
That's why being a daddy is about age, because none of you millennials have shit.
No. Yeah. They're just trying to afford to, like,
eat.
When they're hurt, like, try to, like, fix your bones on your own because you can't afford going to the doctor. He handles his liquor well. I say as you're about to drink one of your Rainiers.
Well, and...
Do you fit that?
And what?
Do you handle your liquor well? Your alcohol well? You can.
You sound very incredulous about this. Feedback I get fairly consistently is that it's hard to tell when I'm...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Which I think is the definition of holding your liquor.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. On
now,
the other
I
hand...
I have gotten drunk and done some stupid things.
Ooh, like what? What's the stupidest?
The stupidest thing I ever did?
Yeah.
In college, I did a whole bunch of beer bongs, and then across the street from the fraternity house was a church, and they had just done a bunch of landscaping, and I ripped their new bushes out.
Okay, you've told me that, I mean, you used to do this more, but when you get really drunk, you headbutt people.
I do.
Which I have made it clear, like, if you headbutt me, I will be pissed. Even though I've, like, been very annoying and physically abusive and overly sexual with you when I've been drunk, it's not a two-way street. You're not allowed to do that to me.
Yeah. Hanging out with Kyle drunk, you're taking your life into your own hands, kids. But...
So
yeah.
Sorry for hitting you that one time.
I haven't lately, but I used to headbutt the fuck out of people.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. But you're right. That is a very funny, from the joke perspective, that is very surprising and funny. So mm-hmm. I'll side with you on that, but don't do it to me. Daddy fosters a safe space.
Yeah.
So where you can, this is all like, yeah, that like being a good boyfriend. Potential gym buddy.
Yeah.
Are you...
I would love that.
Okay.
In fact, it would be really good for me to have a like somebody to take under my wing and take to the gym, because then I would go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Did we just turn this into like a daddy for boy thing? If you are a boy in the greater Seattle area.
Yeah. Now we've reached this. The whole podcast has come to this, Kyle.
This is what we've been doing all along.
This is a 2.5-year Craigslist ad.
Oh, I love it. Okay. There are a lot more. Let me, an interesting one. He doesn't talk down, age shame, or infantilize you, which is really interesting. Maybe not what you would expect. At least that's what Beasley thinks.
Yeah. I totally do that.
You talk down to people?
No, the opposite.
Oh, you don't do it.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah. You treat everyone, regardless of their maturity, like a human, which is why our relationship works in spite of your maturity. He doesn't overplay the role. I think that's similar, like finding the right daddy balance.
That's yeah, absolutely. And that's why I don't know that it's possible to become a daddy, because in order to do that, you have to affect it parts of it, right?
And that's interesting, because another one is sexy daddy mentality is important. The only true requirement for being a daddy is wanting to be one, according to Beasley.
I want to have a 10-inch dick, but that's not... I think you just either are or you aren't.
Yeah. You just think it's inherent. It's nature versus nurture. It's just nature. You come out of the womb and you're like, no, I didn't have anything there.
It's not my phone. I'm going to turn my phone off now.
Should we start over now?
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gabe.
This is an interesting one. He practices discipline appropriately, which that's like very daddy.
What?
The quote I wrote, text him if you're out drunk and need a ride home. Always be polite. Say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am to people, especially him. Or maybe even more intense, wear a chastity device, wear a puppy collar, spend a certain amount of time at the gym.
Okay.
So there is like, there is some of that, that like actual, like that discipline kind of thing. You're not overplaying your role, but the right amount of discipline, I guess.
But yeah, and that's not like, I didn't hear punishment in there, which is sort of where my brain went first.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Like, you've been bad, it's time for your spankings. choke you out and beat your ass. Oh,
okay. The world's best punishment. Is this my Craigslist ad? he does things outside of the bedroom with you, because this is an interesting distinction. Beasley says that if it's just a bedroom thing, then he said that means he's more of a sir or master, not a daddy. So he's saying like it's not just a sex kink thing. There's more to being a daddy.
Yeah. Okay.
He makes you laugh. Mm-hmm. And he likes you a lot.
I don't do any of that.
Are you my daddy?
Oh, no.
Wait, isn't that a kid's book? Are you my daddy?
Never make that face again, ever.
What face did I make?
Your eyes got real big.
Like a little boy?
Yes.
Are you my daddy?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to go to a gay bar and just walk around. Like, are you my daddy? Are you my daddy? Someone's gonna say yes, and then I've done it.
Wear a onesie and go to Cece's on first Saturday, and that
like a wrestling kind of shtick.
No, like a onesie.
What's a onesie?
You're thinking of a singlet.
Yes,
Kyle?
I am thinking of singlet.
A onesie
I'm
would be
very
like
singlet
a,
right now.
Usually, sort of pajama-y material that's like all a one piece,
like
pajama.
A romper, like a man romper,
like a romper for bedtime.
But
has
romper?
Like the ones that had the feet in them as a kid, like the Superman pajamas.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, got it. And the butt flap that yeah. becomes very different implication as you get older.
Yeah. Leave the butt flap down when you go to see.
Yeah.
Like the gay
yeah.
bar.
When you're a kid, it's for pooping. When you're an adult gay man, it's for pooping on someone.
Yep.
That was a pared down as much as I talked, a pared down version of Beastly's list. So. I think you're there on a lot of the elements, not the sex part though. I think that's where you need to work on like the kink and sex part if you want to be a daddy.
So what I agree with that assessment. I would add, I think that those qualities that I possess that are very daddy-esque are not represented somehow in the way that I engage online.
Mm.
And
is that what you need to, we've talked about like doing like hookup app makeovers.
Yeah.
And is that part of the makeover that we need to like really up your daddy? Like maybe that'll be part of the A/B test. Like we'll put you like full on daddy. And instead of saying aspiring, just be like, I'm a daddy, little boy. I don't know how to do this.
No, and exactly what you just said. The sentence that you just said is why I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Right? That feels like, gross to me, what I just said.
Yes, it feels gross to everyone involved, Kyle.
No, it doesn't.
Nobody liked that.
No, fucking Dan is into that.
Oh, well, good boy.
Oh, he's wearing a shirt that says good boy. So, yeah, no, the one person here is into that, but we don't let him talk.
But
because we're his daddies.
Oh.
You wish.
Oh, God.
What do you want to tell me?
God. Okay. I want to talk about where daddies come from.
Mommy, where do daddies come from?
So the first thing is that arguably, not arguably, definitively, mm-hmm. which is the opposite of arguably mm. in some cases.
Sure.
In all cases.
Arguably, it's the opposite.
What the fuck is wrong with my face right now? I can't say things. Okay. Daddy started with straight people. The sexual connotation of the word daddy started with straight people.
Really?
Specifically, sugar daddy is the most easily identifiable case. And has been around for a very, very, very long time. If you had to guess the first documented case of the word daddy being used sexually, What year would you say?
Oh, well, the fact that you asked me that makes me think it's going to be earlier than I expect, so I would have said...
You're right, Mike.
Do you know... 1940.
So the sexual use of the word daddy dates at least as far back as 1681.
What? They had sugar daddies back then? But yeah. At that time, they called them, like, sucrose fathers.
It is in the Random House Historical Dictionary of American Slang, and it was earliest use was in 1681 and was used by prostitutes to refer to their pimps or older customers.
Hmm.
What?
Sex workers.
I'm just reading off of the page here, and it says prostitutes.
I know it does, but it doesn't mean you can't correct it to something that's more appropriate for our current climate.
Not in 1681, it wasn't.
Let me check my clock. Is it 1681?
Oh, this is uncomfortable for me.
So, in the Green's Dictionary of Slang, the word daddy has 17 definitions. Are you ready for them?
Oh, God, all of them? Sure.
Number one, a general term of address. Apparently, you can just say, hey, daddy. Okay. Number two, an accomplice who is preordained to win the prize in a fake raffle or lottery.
What? Wow.
If you rig a lottery, the person that you have rigged it so that they win, they're the daddy.
Is it because they'll get money?
Yeah.
Do daddy?
I guess. Number three, the old man, generally an aged pauper, in charge at a tramp's lodging house or casual ward. Number four, the man who gives away the bride at a wedding, traditionally but not invariably her father.
Well, I mean, that's a little literal.
They're saying if somebody else gives the bride away, he's still the daddy.
Oh.
At least historically, that has been a use for that word.
Interesting.
Number five, an influential, powerful person, ergo a civic leader.
But Barack Obama's a daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a daddy in like several different ways.
Number six, as the daddy, it is the supreme example, the most important, the powerful, the best, the best known, etc. Often as the daddy of them all.
That's what I.
Or granddaddy of them all.
Oh.
I always heard of the granddaddy of them all.
Oh, I always heard daddy of them all.
Okay. Great. Then I didn't
That
even,
was fun.
Yeah, great. Number seven, boyfriend, lover, also as a term of address.
Huh.
Number eight, an older man who is willing to provide the various material desires of his younger mistress or, if gay, male lover.
Wow, and wait, when did this come out?
Oh, I don't know. Hmm. It's current. Green's Dictionary of Slang is current.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But his covers history.
Hmm. Oh, these are all the uses of daddy through the ages.
In slang.
Got it.
Number nine, a form of address to a black male, especially by a woman to her lover.
I feel weird about that and can't weigh in because I don't know if that's offensive or not.
Yeah.
Black daddies, let us know.
Yeah, black daddies, let us know.
In a shameful way so that I like it.
Number 10, it's slang for a Cadillac.
What?
I drove my daddy to the store.
What?
Picked up some milk.
Stick shift.
Well, this is awkward.
What? More black things?
No. Number 11, a pimp, a prostitute's boyfriend.
Hmm. That's what they say, yeah. But use the word sex worker. Not you specifically. In general.
Number 12, a masculine lesbian.
Hmm. Hmm. I haven't heard that.
Me neither.
Interesting.
Number 13, a leader, through intimidation and other influence, of the inmates in a borstal or prison.
Wow.
Number 14, an older male homosexual, or masculine homosexual, which I think is the daddy that we're talking about here. Mm. Number 15, the active or masculine partner of a homosexual couple. Number 16, a customer or client. And number 17, an unspecified object or thing.
Okay, customer or client doesn't feel right. Like... Paging Martha, we've got a daddy waiting at the front aisle. Martha, please help this daddy.
Yeah. And who knows for all of these how old they are.
Oh, they might
be still currently in use that way.
Well, I can go ahead and say that one is not.
Also included in this list that I think is interesting is daddy-o. Hepcat, daddy-o, 50s slang, right?
Keep going with
maybe
that.
Even before that.
What? No. Can you do more? Keep that sentence up.
He's a cat's pajamas. He's the bee's knees. I don't know what you
want. See? I don't know why I want to edit it with like that. He's the cat's pajamas. You know what I'm saying? Let's go listen to the radio and do with the skitterbug.
Yeah, the skitterbug.
Okay, an interesting thing that you said is masculine. Like,
yep.
Which that got me thinking, like, can you have a femme daddy? I'm sure you can literally have any example, anything. This is like the rule of 43 for porn or whatever. Like, you can have any kind of thing you want.
Yep.
But I'm just trying to picture what a femme daddy would be.
Well, so at least one place that I read said that, yeah, femme daddy is a thing. I'm trying to find it.
Like, I'm trying to think of who, like, a celebrity femme daddy would be. Like, would David Bowie be a...
Billy Porter gives me a femme daddy kind of a vibe.
Huh, I don't know. That's true.
I'm making that up.
Yeah, no. I think that's a good...
So...
Because he's, like, so... Like, when he did that interview that everyone, like, about men in dresses that everyone was, like, into, it was, like, he was very confident in his... And he was wearing a dress. Like, he was, like, this is how it is.
Fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
So, sex therapist Dulcinea Pitagora claims that the term is used in the LGBTQ community to refer to individuals across a wide variety of gender identities, from dominant gay men to female-bodied or female-presenting individuals who may identify as femme daddies.
Hmm. Interesting.
I also wanted to say, backing up a little bit here, that Jonathan Green, who is the curator of the Green's Dictionary of Slang that I was just reading from, says that sugar daddy is probably the founding father of modern sexualized uses of the word daddy. The first recorded use of daddy as an abbreviation of sugar daddy dates back to 1922, and this usage had less to do with age than it did with an image of the daddy in question as a provider of sex, money, material pleasures, etc. And a lot of the common image of daddy, as you already mentioned in your list, does come down to that.
We haven't talked about leather daddy either. That feels like an early usage of daddy in the gay community.
Yep. Yep. I agree. But the daddy that we're talking about, or that I feel like we're talking about, doesn't imply leather. At least right. It doesn't to my sensibilities.
No. Same. Like, it could be, but it's not like, yeah, there's not, you don't have to be a leather daddy to be a daddy.
Yeah. I guess that's it for now.
We're going to change gears a little bit. And we're going to play a game called Who's Your Daddy?
Who's your daddy?
I am going to say that...
Ron.
Well, that game is over.
His name is Ron.
My daddy's name is Greg. Ew, I don't like calling my dad daddy. I do call him Pops. Like, it started as a joke and now that's just what I call him.
Oh, I call mine Dad.
That's very interesting, Mike. Thanks for your contribution to this podcast. I'm going to say the name of children... of celebrities, and you're going to tell me who's that daddy.
Ooh.
We're going to start easy.
Okay.
Jaden and Willow.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Well, she's not their daddy.
Oh, okay.
but yeah. Bonus points. Maddox, Zahara, Shiloh, Pax, Knox, and Vivian.
That's Brad Pitt.
Yep. Apple and Moses.
Okay, that's Gwyneth Paltrow, but it's not Gwyneth Paltrow, so it's Martin. What the fuck is his name? The lead singer of Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Don't give it away, Dan. That's not the game.
He just wants to be so helpful.
I know. You can't. This is not. Blue Ivy, Rumi, and Sir.
Michael Jackson.
Nope.
You're my boy, Blue. I don't know. Yeah, I do have a guess. Let me think. Say them again.
Blue Ivy is the one you should know.
Nope, don't know.
I'll give you a hint. You hate her.
This is a daddy?
I mean, the wife and the mom.
Does this daddy share a nickname with an ex of yours, too? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
I don't hate Beyonce.
You do a little bit.
I don't hate her. That was a terrible clue.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
Angelina Jolie. Who's
John Voight?
Yeah. Kate Hudson.
Because
every famously Goldie Hawn is the mom, but who's that daddy?
Not Kurt Russell. Mm-mm.
I like the feeling of superiority of me knowing the answer, even though I did not know these beforehand.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
I don't know. Michael Douglas. Who is it?
Bill Hudson.
Bill Hudson.
I don't know who that is.
Who gives a fuck? Go ahead.
Okay. Now we're going to get into, those are all straight daddies.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into
Wait.
Gay daddies. What?
Of all of those that I just named, which one would you bone first?
Oh, boy. I mean, it seems too obvious to say Brad Pitt, but Brad Pitt.
Yep. Okay. Great.
Who would you?
No, that's just objectively the right answer. Go ahead. Okay. Continue.
Robert De Niro. Who's his daddy?
Who's Robert De Niro's daddy?
Yeah. It's Robert De Niro Sr. But Robert De Niro Sr. is gay. Was gay. He died.
Oh.
How about Matteo, Valentine, and Lucia? Hold on. Matteo, Valentine.
Oh, Rick, is that Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ricky Martin and
it was the accent that helped. Yeah, that wasn't racist that at all.
No, that's Spanish. I know Spanish. That's how you pronounce them. I didn't say all of them. Lucia and Ren. Actually, but there are two N's, so that must not be Spanish because that's not how you. Anyway, yeah, Ricky Martin and his husband, Juan Joseph.
You're allowed to name your child not a language.
No, I know. Right? But like, then that renders my Spanish accent.
Got it.
Irrelevant. Harper and Gideon.
Harper and Gideon.
Who's
Tom Cruise?
Gay
He's
daddy.
A big homo.
That's true, but no.
Let's see. Harper and Gideon.
This is potentially the most famous gay daddies.
Is it fucking Neil Patrick Harris and Nate Burkus?
David Burka.
Burka.
Yeah.
This Neil Patrick Harris and Mr. Neil Patrick Harris.
Ms.
Yeah.
the son's name is DJ Savage.
Oh, yeah. That's Terry. What's his name's son?
Yes. Yeah. Dan Savage and Terry Miller. DJ Savage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they have
such a weird, like that's a DJ. That's a great DJ name. Like, it's weird that they would set him up for that.
Yeah.
Last one. Zachary Jackson Levin Furnish John and Elijah Joseph Daniel Furnish John. I mean, there's a clue in the name.
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
No.
No.
Gay daddy.
No, I know. I don't know then.
Sir Elton John and David Furnish.
Oh, yeah. I watched Rocket Man on the plane ride home.
How was it?
Holy shit, I loved it.
Oh,
I thought I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
And Taron Egerton is like smoking ass hot. And
is that Elton John in the movie?
Yeah. But he was also that like hot twink in the Kingsman movies. Sweet Jesus, that boy's hot. And then manages to make Elton John look hot, which that's impressive.
Elton John was hot like when he was coming up. No?
Agree to disagree.
Cool.
But it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Go see it. It's wonderful. And it made me want to be sober. It didn't work.
Ew. That sounds horrible. Yeah, like the mostly like included that because the longest fucking names, Zachary Jackson Levin Furnish John, Elijah Joseph Daniel Furnish John, like that is leave it to Elton John to give us a mouthful. two others that I'll just tell you because I had no idea. O.J. Simpson's dad was gay. Jimmy Lee Simpson.
Really?
He was a well-known San Francisco drag queen who died of AIDS in 1986.
Wow, maybe that's why he killed those people.
He's so angry. I was born in 1986. I might be the reincarnation of O.J. Simpson's dad.
That would explain nothing.
No. and Molly Shannon's dad... is gay. He didn't come out until shortly before his death at age 73.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got like a little bit emotional reading some of those because, I mean, it's a good reminder that for an older generation, they had to wait till their deathbeds to come out even to their children. Like they were in the closet their entire lives.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, not the drag queen, but like Molly Shannon's dad, like that's... And then she started seeking out roles in LGBT films, which I think is really cool.
Was it Jack Nicholson that found out on when somebody died that his mom was his sister?
Oh, you've told me about this. I think you're right.
That the woman that he was raised and thought was his grandmother was actually his mother.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. The point is, deep, dark family secrets didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't just gay stuff. Like, people were bad at communicating in the past, and they continue to be.
Which is why we don't talk about things like mental health, because they were just like, shh, 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 you're fine. Your brain is fine. You're hearing voices? That's cool. Don't talk about it.
Yep. Great. So, according to Bonnie Wertheim of the New York Times, 2018...
Fake news.
2018 was the year of the daddy.
Wow. Is this, do you know their sexual orientation?
She presents female.
Okay.
And looks like she does not know what she's talking about.
Because my theory is always that, like, what straight people find out about things and they're like, oh my God, it just happened. And then we're like, nah, bitch, we've been doing this for a while. You know, like, I don't think, anyway.
She looks young. She looks young enough to, like, not be dumb.
To be a lesbian, though.
Like, I don't want to say okay, boomer to this. Like,
yeah.
But so she wrote a column for the New York Times on December 28th of 2018 saying that that year was the year of the daddy. And it talked about a whole bunch of stuff that I thought was interesting. But she reminded me that in 2015, the whole dad bod thing started. Mm. And that's not like the gay daddy, like the kind that we're talking about. Right. But are they related? Hmm. And do I really, I'm trying to justify not working out, Kyle.
Okay, I forget if I told you this. Like, I, in my head, I've gained a lot of weight recently, and I'm like, feel bad about that. And part of me is like, okay, this podcast, I hope represents everyone is gay and beautiful. Doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, whatever. So part of me is like, now it's part of my image that I can't be ripped. And like, not that I would be other, like, otherwise I'd be so jacked, but like, that's just in my head a little bit of an excuse.
Yeah. I gained 40 pounds for this movie role.
Exactly.
And for no other reason.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not cause I love like eating chocolate.
And sure, filming wrapped 6 months ago, but there's a sequel coming. So I'm just going to stay here.
But yeah. Okay. What I've been thinking a lot about, even though like, the label of daddy is, I guess, a little bit weird to me, or I don't like labels for me personally. Mm. What I think is great about it is it kind of gives a name to, like, you don't have to die at the age of 40 when you're gay. Like, you, like, it's not only not a bad thing, it can be a really good thing being that age. And like, you shouldn't have to be a daddy for it to be cool to get older, but it does, like, it's putting a name to, it's cool to, like, it can be attractive. And I think that might be where some similarity with dad bod is like, we're actually attracted to people who look like regular humans look, you know?
Yeah. 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 Well, and
that's like where I think some of the overlap is.
Is something that you said, makes me wonder if, like, creating the daddy phenomenon and labeling it that and creating this energy about it.
Yeah. Big daddy energy.
Yeah, exactly. if it sort of justifies in a way something that was already there that people felt weird about. Like, if you're a 20 something and you're attracted to men in their 40s and there's all of this shame and youth obsession in the gay community.
Yeah.
Now there's this like fun label for it that means it's okay to latch onto it.
Yeah. Yes. It reminds me of the first time I heard the word agnostic when I was in college. I had never heard that word before. And I was like, oh my God. Yes. Like it put a name to what I was thinking. And it also was like, part of it is like, if there's a name for it, that means it's cool. Like that means other people do that too. And you're fine.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the same idea of like, yeah, there's a name for what you're feeling and people can get into it then.
Yeah. 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 There's a bandwagon.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm going to name my dick.
So jump on it. I love that so much. Just call me bandwagon because you got to jump on it.
So did you see the Saturday Night Live sketch towards the end of 2018 when Matt Damon hosted, where he and Kate McKinnon were the hosts of the Westminster Daddy Show?
No. It was, oh my God.
It was fantastic. They would have like handlers that would like lead the daddies around this ring, and they had different kinds of daddies that represented like the different breeds.
Although, shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't daddy lead you around?
Well, yeah, but these were like sort of like
show daddies.
They were show daddies. And so they had their handlers like the person that led them around with the leash. But I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah. Matt Damon's a daddy and a daddy.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the sketch yet, when you watch it, they make the point like, Matt Damon ends up winning the competition, even though he's the announcer. He comes down off the stage and like does this trot around. And, They summed up the whole daddy thing, I thought, in a funny but like maybe it's true kind of way that I want to break down. They said together, they looked right in the camera and they said, quote, any guy can be a father, but it takes a hot middle-aged guy with a big job to be a daddy.
I love that. That's perfect.
And that's like a lot of the things that you said in the criteria towards the top, right?
Yeah. You just summarized Beasley's 29-point recap into one sentence.
Yep.
I think that's a good place to leave it.
Okay. It's not. I did want to ask you something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are you into daddies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does daddy mean to you? Tell daddy what daddy wants.
I think of them as older guys. I tend to think of them as like hairy, which I like. All of these are like, you don't have to be any of these, which we talked about. But yeah, to me, like hairy, older. And for me, like I'm 33. So you have to be like 45-ish there's like what I think fits well with me. I don't think I've dated a daddy. I've hooked up with like older guys, which is cool. Okay, I think I benefit from the reverse. If you like older guys who are jacked are like, oh, well, like you're younger, so I don't have to be like super hot. I can just be my age and they're into it. So like, I think that's fun for me. Yeah, like more the dom kind of role, I think is hot. Know what they're doing, like they and are like very direct. Like I imagine them on apps being like, here's what I'm looking for. And also like respectful in a way, like where you could say no thank you and they'd be like, okay, cool. Like, you know, like just, I mean, back to like emotionally intelligent and but yeah, I think I might be getting out of the age where daddies would be interested in me. So I'm aging out of boy range. Boy.
I mean, if you shave your beard off, you've got at least 10 more years.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, though.
I know. But in my mind, the daddy boy thing, like the boy should be clean shaven, which isn't true. But
no,
like,
it's the same thing. Yeah, that I like daddy should be hairy. Like, yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway,
I think just like daddy is a mentality, like probably being a boy is a mentality as well.
So speaking of daddy and boy as mentalities, Dan, what are we going to do for the Patreons?
Yeah, fucking Dan, what's up?
My daddy, who's 12 years younger than me, is going to come on and we're going to talk about how he became my daddy.
That's like,
that means
if we ask him the wrong question, is he going to punish you later?
Probably.
Hopefully.
Not.
Oh.
Only in a nurturing way.
Aww. Barf.
Also, he has to work later, so.
Oh.
He'll remember.
I want to be like a kept boy.
Do you really?
Whoa.
That'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah, although I think they have to clean, so maybe not. But
wait, they clean?
Well, I can clean internally. Can't necessarily clean my external environment. Okay. Although I did just buy a Roomba recently.
Mm. Is it working?
Well, I haven't.
Does
I haven't,
it do dishes?
I haven't. I just place it on top of the sink and hope for the best. No, I haven't gotten it yet. But
okay.
Yeah.
So is that it?
Yeah.
We did it.
I think so.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Daddy break.
Hey.
Hey.
You take a break.
Oh God. Yes, Daddy.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
So are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest, but first.
If you like things we do and talk about, then share this with your friends. If you want to get a little hint, little clip, give them a little, like a short little thing to listen to check us out. They can go to bit.ly/gayishteaser, all one word. And that's an easy little shareable 10-minute thing.
Great. Rate, review, subscribe, and recommend.
The four R's.
The four R's.
Yeah.
Our website is gayishpodcast.com.
All of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube is at Gayish Podcast or / Gayish Podcast.
Our hotline. You can send us text messages or leave us voicemails, especially your gayest and straightest.
Yeah.
It's 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply.
We're going to be playing more of, and reading more of our listeners' gayest and straightest, so leave us some voicemails, and you might hear yourself on the air, which is not that special, but it might feel like it.
And our email is gmail@gayishpodcast.com.
It really, really is. That was not a mistake. Because we think it's funny.
And last but not least, we're still collecting trivia questions for Mike and Kyle. Questions about Kyle for Mike to try and answer. Questions about Mike for Kyle to try and answer. And questions about me for either of them to try and answer. So keep those coming in. Send them to fuckingdan@gayishpodcast.com. And ideally put 150 in the subject line. That's coming up in four episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just right around the corner.
It's right around the corner.
Should we do our gays and straightest?
Yeah, let's do our gays and straightest.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So the gayest thing about me this week is weird. Actually, they're both weird. But the gayest thing about me this week. So there's this guy on Scruff. And as soon as I got back to the States, hit me up. And my very first thought was, you are like, you're too attractive. You're a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was kind of a dick to him.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have a drink tomorrow.
It worked.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, maybe that's the way to go.
I don't know. I feel like that's the gay experience to just assume that like you can't possibly be actually a human that wants to talk to me.
Yeah. Like, that was kind of mine last week too.
Yeah.
And I was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Great. The straightest thing about me this week is a little bit of a stretch, but so Fraser, Scotty McCotty, and I were walking along the waterfront.
Posted in the Gayish Facebook group, if you're interested.
Yeah, the 6'6" Scottish boy,
Scott,
with the voice,
yeah,
from last week's episode.
You,
okay,
you since getting back cannot stop saying great.
It's great. So we were walking along the waterfront in Glasgow, and there were these two guys talking to each other. It looked like maybe this dude with a backpack was giving directions to this other guy, like, hey, go over here and go over there. I saw this other guy walk up and light his backpack on fire, like took a lighter out of his pants and lit the rubber tie things that were on the back of his backpack. And his backpack just went
up in
flames. So he did that and then walked away calmly. And it was so smooth that the guy didn't realize his backpack was on fire until he had like gone far enough away and had blended into the crowd that he had disappeared and was gone. And then so the guy that he was giving directions to was like, dude, your backpack's on fire. And he freaked out and he took it off and he stopped it out. And anyway, the reason I'm calling it my straightest thing of the week is because I just fucking stood there. I didn't say anything. I didn't try to intervene. I didn't yell. I didn't say, hey, that's the guy that just fucking lit you on fire. And I feel like straight people see horrible things done to gay people all the time and just stand
do
there.
Nothing. Yeah.
And bystander is a phenomenon. It's been studied that people always assume that somebody else is going to do something.
Yeah.
And I've been just feeling really, really guilty about that whole thing. First of all, shocking as fuck. I thought this is a movie set. Like, where am I?
Yeah.
It was really intense. And I've been feeling super guilty about not doing more because I guarantee I was the only person that saw it. Even Fraser, who was standing next to me, he was navigating and not paying that close of attention. But like, he didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
I could have helped that guy.
Hmm.
That guy could have gotten seriously hurt.
Yeah.
Luckily, he didn't. But still.
Yeah.
A dude that's just like lighting people on fire, he should probably not be out and about.
No. That reminds me of that TV show The Following, which is really good. Is Kevin Bacon a daddy? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
okay, great.
Terrifying. my gayest, this is from actually a couple weeks ago when we were in the airport coming back from Palm Springs. We were sitting in like a sports bar, mostly because we wanted to drink, and I think that was the only option. But there was what I presume is a straight guy, just because, or he could have been bi, but like I read him as straight. He was with a lady friend, and he saw my painted fingernails, and I don't think about it that much anymore. But when I realized he saw them, I was like a little bit like, oh God, like, is this is this bad? Like, is he gonna, like, you know, like just getting a little bit nervous. And I feel like that's a uniquely gay experience, is like, am I chill here? Or am I gonna get,
or like the terror that when you notice being noticed,
yeah,
can bring,
yeah, especially like if someone seems straight and you're have something that is seemingly gay, like, mm-hmm, am I mm-hmm safe right now?
Yeah.
It was fine. Nothing
you were
happened
safe. You were
fine
with me, boo.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, daddy. I don't like that. The straightest thing is straight people love the joke, my wife. And oh, I like heard that on, I heard that on a podcast recently. Like they still think it's so funny. Like I've heard that on two podcasts actually recently, just like saying my wife. And I like, that is not something my gay friends ever say. We never make that joke. Straight people fucking love that shit.
Yep.
And just hearing it makes me feel straighter.
I know a person who says it all the time.
Really?
And
are they gay?
Nope.
Yep. That checks out.
What is that from?
Borat.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, you're so gay you didn't even know.
Wow. That's so old.
It's so old, but they still love it. And now, as we mentioned, we're going to read a Gayest and Straightest from a listener.
This week's Gayest and Straightest comes from Garrett from
Discord.
So I haven't posted my Gayest and Straightest of the Weeks in a while. Gayest, taking a bubble bath with wine and candles when I had a rough day at work.
Mm-hmm. It's so pure pretty.
Treat yourself. Straightest, watching my fave football team play like shit and just wanting to face fuck a bitch till I bust down their throat.
Cool.
My butch dom side really came to play today.
Oh, I'm hi, daddy.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah, being so angry at a football game, totes straight.
Totes mask,
yep,
bro.
Yep. Yep. Butch AF.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you to the daddies of the world.
Thank you to all the daddies for the love and sex that they give us all. And thank you to all of you, daddy or otherwise. Thanks for listening. Y'all are chill and cool, and I like it.
And thanks to my daddy for making time today to swing
by
and talk to us.
Thank you to your daddy for telling us all the interesting things that we already heard. Did I convince them?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. This has been Gayish. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you. See you next week, daddy. Oh, we never talked about zaddies.
Yeah.
Zaddies.
We didn't talk about zaddies. We didn't talk about Maddies. We didn't talk about
from A to Z, from Addy to Zaddy. Okay.
What's a zaddy?